The highlights of the cultural weekend in our region include New Orleans funk, cabaret, modern dance, Beethoven, rhythm and blues, cutting-edge guitar music, plus a whole lot more. It will be Mardi Gras in North Adams when the Grammy Award-nominated New Orleans funk brass band Cha-Wa lays down the sounds of a big, easy street party at Mass Mocha on Saturday at 8 p.m. Also at Mass Mocha tonight at 8 p.m., avant-garde vocal group Room Full of Teeth presents new works commissioned by the American Composers Forum alongside a retrospective of the group's first 10 years. Broadway star and cabaret legend Karen Mason shares her love of the music of songwriters Kander and Ebb at Mr. Finn's Cabaret at Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield, Mass, on Sunday and Monday at 8 p.m. New York City-based Parsons Dance is back for its 14th season at PS21 in Chatham, New York, on Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. Parsons Dance is known for its energized, athletic ensemble work and its collaborations with iconic artists across many disciplines. This weekend's program will feature a performance of Paul Taylor's Runes and Trey McIntyre's Eight Women, set to songs by Aretha Franklin. At Tanglewood, the Boston Symphony Orchestra brings down the curtain on this summer season with the traditional closing performance of Symphony No. 9 by Ludwig von Beethoven on Sunday afternoon at 2:30 p.m. Next Wednesday, Tanglewood begins a run of popular artist concerts, kicking off with Gladys Knight and the Spinners, continuing on Thursday with English new wave group Squeeze, with warm-up sets by country rockers The Mavericks and indie rocker KT Tunstall, whom I tend to think of as Scotland's answer to Chrissy Hynde of The Pretenders. The Miro Quartet plays Schubert's Death and the Maiden in the Tannery Pond concert series at Mount Lebanon Shaker Village in New Lebanon, New York, on Saturday at 9. Also on Saturday evening, the wacky and always entertaining singer-songwriter Nellie Mackay brings her cabaret act to Hancock Shaker Village as part of the venue's Shaker Barn Music Series at 7:30 p.m. And actor-pianist Hershey Felder brings his one-man show, Gershwin Alone, in which he renders an intimate portrait of George Gershwin's personal life and artistic genius, to the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield on Saturday at 2 and 8 p.m., and running for a week through next Saturday night. Boston Ballet and Urban Bush Woman bring the curtain down on the summer season at Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival in Beckett, Mass. This weekend. The program celebrates Urban Bush Woman's 35th anniversary by performing Walking with Train, inspired by the musical life and spiritual journey of legendary composer and saxophonist John Coltrane. Berkshire Opera Festival begins its run of Donizetti's Don Pasquale at the Mahewi in Great Barrington, Mass. On Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. Subsequent stagings take place on Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. and next Friday again at 7:30 p.m. The Hudson Eye, a new multi-venue series presented by Jonah Boker Arts Foundation, kicks off this weekend in Hudson, New York, and runs through Labor Day weekend. The artist-driven 10-day public program and urban showcase features visual and performing arts by the likes of Laura Gutierrez, Elena Mosley, Tony Arrico, Timothy Stanley, J.M. Tate, Alexander Turquist, and others. The festival kicks off tonight at Basilica Hudson at 7:30 p.m. with an interdisciplinary performance installation featuring Jonah Boker choreography and visual art by Rachel Liebeskind. On Sunday, experimental music artist Patrick Higgins brings his unique blend of classical acoustic and electric guitar to Club Helsinki Hudson at 8 p.m. as part of the Hudson Eye Festival. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.